I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I was going to do that, but we can do that in the next one. Let's do that in the next one. Things you can bet on. Well, mybookie.ag. 713-780-3776. Back to, okay, Bill O'Brien, why you think he's a good coach?
Because he is able to flex what he does. He made subtle little changes for Hoyer after Fitzpatrick, made similar changes, big changes for Deshaun Watson. I think he is a pretty good play caller too in terms of keeping guys off balance. You know, I have a hard time arguing. I don't know how you back what he did at the end of the New England game with not giving a ball to Deontay Foreman or keeping it in Deshaun's hands at that third down play. I can't back that.
Or Seattle.
I can't back some of the I think he's a good offensive mind. As far as a head coach, I think he still has to prove. He still has stuff to prove. There's no question about it. I can't sit here and call him a good head coach. I think he's a good football coach. I think he's a smart football coach. But being a good head coach, it takes more consistency. I think I don't think they have had great things to work with on offense. I really don't. I don't think the toys have been all that shiny. But they're shiny enough to do what he's done, which is win bad divisions. And he's done that. He's won bad divisions.
He doesn't.
If Deshaun Watson were here, what does our conversation look like if Deshaun Watson were here? If Deshaun Watson were here, they're challenging the Jaguars for a division title. I think.
Okay. Yeah, I agree
so
with that.
I wonder how our – but I don't think things change between the two guys who are, you know, in charge. I don't know what our conversation – our conversations would be – a lot more interesting, I think, because it would be seriously like, man, do you let this guy go?
Is Deshaun not just a – my question is this. And now, they had a chance to beat Seattle. They had a chance to beat New England. Those are upper echelon, obviously. But is this an upper echelon team? And then I go back to more – this is more of a Rick Smith question than it is a Bill O'Brien question. When Deshaun was on the field, Bill O'Brien adjusted. Bill O'Brien did a really nice job. They were still 3-3 because Bill O'Brien got ultra-conservative at the end of both of those games. But maybe he would learn from that. I don't know if he would learn from that because what I've seen out of Bill O'Brien his entire tenure here, and you can talk about – and he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't care what I think, and I don't care what he thinks. But he doesn't. He's not a good clock manager. He's just not.
I don't really care what you say.
Just like you don't care what I say.
He's
not a good clock manager.
He hasn't been.
He's not good with the red flag. He's actually really bad with that. Just like Gary Kubiak was bad with it as well. I think that's a touch thing, and I think he needs help, which he doesn't get. I'd like to know who evaluates Bill O'Brien at the end of the year. I asked Jeff Fisher that question when he was here, and he said Bob McNair. Well, Bob McNair is not a football guy. Who the hell is evaluating what you're doing football-wise?
So, apparently, Bob McNair is a little more involved with the football side than I ever realized.
Well,
he's way more involved with – they say he watches like all 22 tape. I would have never guessed that ever in a million years. The owner's watching all 22. Do me a favor. Don't watch all 22. Well, just you know what you do? Just do whatever the other stuff is.
Well, Jerry Jones does. Why can't he?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want Jerry Jones. I really don't. No, I really don't want Jerry Jones unless you're picking Zach Martin.
Yeah, right.
Not Zach Suofilo.
Well, and Travis Fredericks and Tyron Smith. I mean, he had a really good run there because the thought was he was going to take...
Those are high picks. Tyron Smith and Zeke Elliott are pretty high picks, though. Texans, well, they've had high picks, too, I guess.
Yes, they've had plenty of high picks. The thought was he was going to take Johnny Manziel, and instead he took Zach Martin.
I knew we were in trouble as non-Cowboy fans. Yes. Like, what a smart move. This sucks.
Yeah.
Johnny's right there for you. How do you not go Johnny... Jerry,
it's
this
perfect
is this
for
is
you.
Perfect for you. That's when you knew Steven's got too much control.
So yeah, I'm with you. I like Bill O'Brien as a coach. I will they win anything with Bill O'Brien ever as a coach? I don't know.
Tied at the hip to him. I mean, I like him as a coach. To me, I want the Texans to win. And if this iteration isn't going to work out, if it's too toxic, then move on.
But my problem is, though, I've seen Bill O'Brien with Deshaun Watson, and I like what I see. Mm-hmm. I really like what I see.
Would you like Chad Morris with him?
Yeah, I'm worried with, you know.
Dabo Sweeney, whoever his OC is now. I mean, haven't you liked everybody with Deshaun?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, NFL's a different animal because Bill O'Brien found ways to incorporate college into pros, but I think being smart, you know, I think there are other offense coordinators out there doing inventive things.
Do you? I'm worried. I kind of believe that Deshaun Watson's knee gave out because he had to run for his life so badly because that offensive line was such crap that it finally the knee said, you know what, I can't take this
anymore.
They're
going to address it in the first or second round. No,
they were really not.
What?
What about Longhorn Scott waiting on hold? Let's get Longhorn Scott in here. Everybody enjoys a Longhorn Scott call. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, it's funny listening to you talk about Jeff Fisher. I feel like I was playing a playback of what I used to say about Jeff Fisher when you and I would talk about that guy. You know, he and Bill O'Brien, they're very similar in two ways, and they're divergent in one way. The first way that they're very similar is that the sum of their work and their results is extremely mediocre, right? Like right around 500, or maybe not even that good. I don't know the exact numbers, right? But very mediocre. The second one is that they were both extremely mediocre until a very dynamic quarterback came on the scene. Now, the difference where they're very divergent is that Bill O'Brien, who, by the way, I think is an arrogant jerk, and I'm not super impressed with him as a coach, and I don't care because I'm not a huge Texans fan, but just as an observer, he's not particularly awesome. However, I'll give him this. The one thing he did and the one big difference in him and Jeff Fisher is that when he got that dynamic quarterback, not only, well, O'Brien chose to use him himself and saw the greatness in the kid. Well, Fisher had to be forced to by the owner. But their record got a lot better when that dynamic quarterback was playing for either, respectively, you know, for each coach. The difference being that O'Brien's like, oh, thank you, Deshaun Watson. Thank you, Jesus. Whereas Jeff Fish is like, oh, no, we want the kid from USC. No, I don't like this guy.
Are you supposed to say thank you, Jesus, to Vince?
That's
the correlation. Vince, come on. You've never, ever admitted that anything Vince has done was self-inflicted. You've never admitted that.
No, time out. I have, and I'll say it again. I have. Vince Young was not perfect. However,
what?
I don't want to go down the rabbit hole because our views are so divergent. You'll never change my mind, and I'll never change yours. But the fact, the stats from what he produced when he was playing are such that you can only conclude that his coach, who happened to be in bed with Mortensen and some of these, and Merrill Hodge and some of these guys, set out to do what a lot of people have done across history, which is to do a PR campaign to paint you in the worst possible light, create all kinds of problems, even though you started off 0-6, and when now that guy goes in because you were forced to start him and you finished 8-8 that year, you come back and the guy does well. The guy's saving your ass, and you still want to run him off. I mean, the guy's idiot. Jeff Fisher's hot garbage. O'Brien is slightly better.
What has Jeff Fisher got to do, though, with Bill O'Brien? He's not trying to run Deshaun off. And you're just coming back with old Vince takes from like 20 years ago. Good Lord. That's it. Beat it. Beat it, Scott.
He saw a little opening there. Like, is a running back who sees a running lane like, I can blast Jeff Fisher. They just talked about Jeff Fisher.
Now I can get my 11-year-old takeout.
Yeah. No, I don't think Jeff is not an offensive mind. Hey, I've got somebody I want to bring in right now, and that is Lanny from Bill Advisor. He runs Bill Advisor. I've been telling you guys about the big savings, right? You had somebody last week who had saved over $3,000 on their security system. That's unbelievable that there is a one-year savings of that much. When you go to Bill Advisor, they take your recurring monthly bills, they analyze the bills, they find holes in the bills, and then they find other opportunities to renegotiate and lower your rates. Who are the big winners this week, Lanny?
All right, so three big winners all on their cell phone bills, listeners out there. Glenn B., almost $1,700 on that cell phone bill. Gary W. from Pearland, $1,536. Robert H. from Missouri City, $1,036. These are real customers, real savings. And, folks, this is just one bill. We look at all those monthly recurring bills. If you pay for it on a monthly basis, there's a pretty good chance you're overpaying, and we can make that better.
They really can, and it doesn't matter. I mean, if you have questions, ask about it. When they scour your bills, my favorite things is they find things. Oh, no, that's a bogus fee that they're charging you. That's a bogus fee, and it might be $3, and they get that thing taken out of there. Not to mention some of the bill credits that you get and even more programming than you previously had for less money. There's so many ways that they help you. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Or text BILLS to 313131. That's BILLS to 313131, and they'll be ready to go. Lanny, we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Lance. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, you're watching your hockey game, you're watching your basketball game, your NFL, your bowl game. You want to bet. Your team doesn't even have to win. They just need to cover the spread. What are you waiting for? Lay down some cash, win big today. Or if you know your team sucks, do yourself a favor and bet against them. If they lose, you'll make money. If they win, you'll still be happy. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on, too. That's why I'm urging you to go to mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. You can trust them. In-game live betting, a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather play a few hands of blackjack, roll dice, and craps. They have live blackjack dealers. They're supposed to be hot. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5.
You know when Bill O'Brien said, did you have this soundbite where he says 9-7 is not the bar?
Yeah.
And we wanted to open up a bar called the 9-7 Bar and Grill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it's absolutely the bar.
Yeah.
And why not turn it into the Bar and Grill and start trying to make some money off of it?
We were 9-7. We won the AFC South.
KJ says, basically, Fisher runs the 8-8 bar. Jeff Fisher ran a little bit of an 8-8
bar. The 8-8 bar.
There's no question.
No, it's 9-7 bar is a good.
Chicken now, wings. There was are these all the way cooked through?
There was a 5-7 bar at Minute Maid, Biggio and Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
The 7-5 or 5-7 bar, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill O'Brien would own the 9-7 bar.
Hey, what were you talking about?
Well, why is it got to be a grill, too? That bar makes grill. It a little bit.
Well, because it's the play on the 9-7. He literally said, it's not even that quote. He literally said, 9-7 is not the bar.
Yeah.
But it is the bar. I mean, based on the last 3 years, I think 9-7 is the bar.
Would you think he'd like to be at the 9-7 bar this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe he'd love to
absolutely
be there.
Absolutely. Jadeveon Clowney, DeAndre Hopkins, both named to the Pro Bowl team, both very, very deserving of being Pro Bowlers. A.J. Bouye, Pro Bowler. I mean, who saw that coming? How in the world could A.J. Bouye possibly make a Pro Bowl when all he does is make plays on
the
ball?
Did you think they should have given him the franchise tag?
I thought you should have tagged him, yeah.
You did.
If they think that there's still a window of opportunity open to win at a high level, I thought they should have tagged him, played it by ear, because J.Jo's on the way out. Kareem can't cover like T.Y. Hilton. You got to have a fast guy. So Kareem's never put on T.Y. Hilton, for example, in the division. Kevin Johnson hadn't proven himself. To me, I was like, let's keep him for a year, see how the team develops. And if you feel like you're taking a step back, then let him walk.
My worry about, and it's the same worry with Kevin Johnson, I did an event last year with A.J. Bouye after the year urging him to sign with the team to do a long-term deal. He is maybe the skinniest football player I've ever seen. He is little. My only thing about him was, and I don't know about, you know, franchise. Now, it's not like he came out of nowhere. He's had a couple of good years, but let's not forget he was an undrafted free agent, and he really, really blossomed. And that happens. That happens. You get a really good player that everybody missed on, and you signed
Tremont
him.
Williams
the Texans have
one.
Done that. The Texans have done that. Of course, they cut Tremont, which was a nice job there.
So I don't care where he was drafted. He had clearly outplayed that label.
He had outplayed
and
it.
And you saw him doing this. Like, you saw him in camp where he used to make all those plays on the ball.
Just worried about his size, man.
But he's not a hitter like Kevin Johnson Robinson. They tried to come in and smack you.
That is true.
He's just a cover guy. Like, he's a cover guy who makes some occasional
business
decisions.
Well, he's
got to
make tackles, though.
No, no, you do. But I don't. I'm just going to look up some of his numbers over the last several years. He's always made a ton of plays on a ball. Here's one thing that I was taught in draft evaluations. Defensive backs, you want two things. I got Josh. Josh is going to bring something up here in a second. You want guys who make plays on the ball. Like, go make plays. Make plays on the ball. I'll never forget when Ballard told me, when the Texans were looking at Nnamdi Asamoah, it was 2011, and Jonathan Joseph, and he said the Texans should be looking at J.J. because Nnamdi doesn't make – he's so overrated, he doesn't make plays on the ball. I'm like, this guy's the best cover corner. No one throws at him, because that was the thought. No one throws at him. He goes, he had 1 year with 8 interceptions, and no other year has he ever had more than one. He doesn't make plays on the ball. You got to flip the field if you're going to be a high dollar. And you know what? J.J. has been way better.
Asamoah was practically out of the league in 2 years.
Yeah. So Josh is in here. I asked him to come in because Josh made people mad on Facebook. Josh Jordan is on. He just had an article idea. He ran it by me, and I said, yeah, that's pretty interesting. So I'm going to let him pose the question to you. It's not going to make you feel good about the Texans. And why are they getting so much time today on our show?
I don't know why. Because I think we're 6'10 light. Does 9-7 bar serve Coors Light? Of course it does. Why would you open a bar and not serve Coors Light?
There you go.
Hey, John, brother.
What's the question, Josh?
I did a piece on Sports Map. Have the Texans become the Colts of the last few years? And
tell them why. The similarities.
A superstar injured quarterback, a leaky / terrible defense, one of the worst O-lines in football, a coach that's on the hot seat, one elite playmaking wide receiver. There's a lot of similarities now.
That sucks that whole question just blows.
that wouldn't make you happy.
No, when and? You put it like that, yes.
Yeah.
And?
I'm what?
And the Jags have turned into what the Texans
what do you think?
Used to
yeah,
be.
What do you think, John?
Well, let me ask you this. Deshaun Watson hasn't gone through the tough times that Andrew Luck went through. Some of it brought on by himself because of some of his decision-making. Some of it, he wants to be a hero. He holds onto the ball too long in the pocket and gets himself injured, lacerated kidneys and all this stuff. Deshaun Watson has not gone through that yet. I think it's a pretty good question as to whether or not Andrew Luck ever comes back and is Andrew Luck.
I don't think
the Texans have that question.
No.
Although a lot of people are worried that this is Deshaun's second knee injury.
Do you see the similarities in the situation?
Yeah, it's dead now, on.
The difference is there is no, like, Freeney, and you didn't have Freeney Mathis. You've got Clowney merciless. Even if J.J. never plays again, you got Clowney merciless. That's the one big difference is you got young pass rushers. And you're better at inside linebacker with Zach Cunningham, Dylan Cole, and Bernard McKinney than the Colts have been. So I think defensively there's more hope for the Texans. That's why I don't think they're the Colts, is there's more hope defensively to me. But they still have to tighten up the secondary, no question.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd rather have Vontae Davis than they've had him as opposed to anyone on the Texans right now.
Well, I don't know if Vontae's getting paid. I'm sure they're super crazy about that.
Well, but he has been better than those guys have been this year. Listen, I think the Kevin Johnson thing is a huge, huge fail now for the Houston Texans, because that's at least Rick could hang his hat on first rounders. These last couple with Will Fuller and Kevin Johnson, can't hang your hat on them. Mm-mm. No, I mean, if that's going to slip, then damn, what do you need Rick here at all for? If he can't even pick first rounders anymore, He has got to hit on his first rounders because nobody else does.
Can I tell you what A.J. Bouye has done the last 2 years? One of them was a Texan, and one is this year. He's given up one. Okay, he gave up three touchdowns in 2015. He was only targeted 30 times. Those double moves murdered him for about two or three straight years. But now he's figured it out. He gave up one touchdown last year. He allowed a catch. The average catch on him, I can't believe I'm even seeing this, and he was targeted 81 times. That's plenty.
That's a lot. No, teams were picking on him early in the year.
Dude, he allowed one touchdown last year. He had 16 passes defensed, and he allowed 8.2 yards per completion on him. That's insanely low. 8.2 yards per completion. This year, he's allowing 12 yards per completion. He has 17 passes defensed on 79 targets, and he's allowing 12 yards per completion, which obviously he's not getting a ton of completions. This guy's the premier. He's a premier playmaker, and the Texans don't have him. I mean, that was a dumb decision when it happened. It was dumb to bring in Coach A. Reed when you had young
Glover Quinn. This is his every 5 years or so, Rick makes a.
Then we got to quit hanging hat on like, well, JJ, or DeAndre Hopkins. Deshaun? Like, those are good. That's great. But if you want to fundamentally build a team, you don't do it just on the backs of first-rounders. You got to be smart with who you keep and who you don't, who you bring in, and what your middle-round picks are. Middle-round picks are a disaster here.
All right. Okay. Look at every team. The Steelers have eight Pro Bowlers.
That seems high. It seems like a good number.
It's a nice figure.
Yeah.
How many above average – not Pro Bowlers. How many above average players do the Texans have?
Okay, so the term for the elite players are called blue players.
Okay.
Right? They have – you know how many blue players they have?
They have four.
They have Clowney, Watt, Hopkins, and now Watson is trending
four.
In that direction.
Four.
That's good. That's good to have four blue players.
Yeah, if you threw all the quarterbacks in the hopper, Deshaun Watson would be a top five pick.
Yeah, but he's got to do it more than 1 year because RG3 was on that was trending too.
Yeah, I don't want to put RG3 on him.
No, I don't want to, but we just have to let him play. I feel good. Yes. I'd bet on Deshaun.
I feel much better on him.
I'd bet on Deshaun.
How many above average players after
this
that?
This is the problem. If you have four blue players, that's great. The next level, I think, is called gold. I don't think there's any gold players on the roster.
Oh, Bernard McKinney.
I'd say Whitney was. See, I would say when I say gold, I mean Pro Bowlers. Not elite is blue. Bernardrick's not a Pro Bowler. I think he's that next level, the third level, which is good. You need to have a roster full of
them. Whitney is definitely.
Whitney is for sure.
I made the argument. Well, I would.
No one else?
Well, gold players, you're talking about Pro Bowlers. Okay. Yes, one.
Pro Bowl potential.
Well, I will say this. I think Nick Martin
has that
ability that he can be.
Honestly, I think he's just. Solid.
Well, I put him in categories of elite and above average. If you put all the centers in the league into a hopper, Nick Martin would be one guy that they took. Now, the injuries notwithstanding.
Some teams. I just think he's
a top 15 guy.
I don't know. You want me to check what Pro Football Focus has? I don't really love their offensive line grades.
No, because they don't. Yeah, because.
Yeah. But
all right.
Another.
I think Bernardrick McKinney. Is an above-average player. He's a better linebacker than the average linebacker, inside linebacker in the NFL. I'm not crazy about his cover skills, but he's a playmaker. He had 100-some tackles last year.
He's a thumper and a hitter and all that stuff. But how many plays does he make?
He had 100 tackles last year.
Tuggle had 100 tackles every year.
Tuggle was an above-average player.
He was solid. He was solid.
Yeah.
That's
above average.
Bernardrick can't even play three downs. That bothers me. Doesn't it bother
you? Yeah, it bothers me, yes.
You can't play him three downs. Yeah. Like that's my problem with him. You can't keep Nick Martin on the field. Like, that's a problem.
And then one more guy.
You can't find one. Steven Anderson?
No, I want to say DJ Reader.
You have big nose tackles. You can find them anywhere.
Well,
he's solid. I like DJ. But he's not. He's average. He's average.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's not. You know what? He's disappeared since JJ's gone.
How many?
He's just disappeared.
How many imminently replaceable players do they have? That's a scary.
They have five.
No more than that. They have the entire offensive.
Oh no! Unreplaceable guys. I mean,
no. Oh, okay. I'm saying imminently replaceable.
Oh, yeah. The entire offensive line.
Except
Martin.
No, you keep Martin. That's fine.
Yeah.
All four of the other guys
are
replaceable.
You can replace all the running backs. You can replace every wide receiver not named Nuke. You can replace every defensive back.
It doesn't mean you think they're bad. It means you could replace them with somebody better.
You can replace every defensive back, period.
That's a problem.
Yes, and every interior lineman outside of J.J. and Clowney.
Yeah. I wouldn't replace D.J. Reader. I mean, I wouldn't either. D.J. Reader. Right. But there's too many replacement-level players on that roster.
Yes.
Way too many. Yeah. It's not built well. And that's why the Maury thing, we didn't follow up on that. We'll do it later on. Coming up next, we're going to give you, we got a heads up on the, for those of you who love to find new places to eat, we got a little special heads up for you coming up here in about 3 minutes on the show. But if you like something to eat on Friday, you won't have a hard time finding that at Klein's.
No, you won't. And thanks, Josh. We appreciate it for that crappy question.
Your article's on Sports Map?
Yeah, it's on the main page of Sports Map. Check it out. It's also ESPN's Facebook page.
And you
page.
Can comment on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
get in there.
Crappy question.
They weren't happy about it, John, I'll tell you.
Let's bring Mark Klein in here. We're going to be out there Friday. Marky Mark.
Hey, John, good morning.
Are you okay? So, are the people coming in and taking advantage of the best prices on diamonds in the city of Houston?
Yes, for sure. You know, and this year has been fantastic. The amount of people that have been coming in is just great. You know, all the listeners come to Klein's, they're looking for diamonds, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, anything in jewelry, we have it. They have it for less. You can give me a call on the phone. You can text me over the phone. Nobody else does that. Who's going to give you a price? They don't give you prices because their prices aren't good. I will because they're the best in the city. I've been doing it for years. You can go anywhere you want in the city. There's nobody has better prices than Klein's Jewelry. Plain and simple. Don't go to the mall. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. Give me a call. You come in. You park right in front. You walk in. We pick the diamonds for you. Diamond earrings, pendant, bracelet. You can upgrade. We wrap it for you. Everything's going to close. It's the best deal in the city of Houston.
Open tomorrow night until 9. So you're going to be there late, right before we come on Friday morning. Everybody get on out there for the onside kick at 7 a.m. on Friday morning. You got you can all park in the HEB across the street. If the parking lot gets filled up, not to worry. And just walk over. Libations and the best deals on diamonds you're going to find in the city. And, oh, by the way, all his cases are full. So you can actually just shop that day and get what you need at Klein's Jewelry, 5868 Westheimer, 832-316-1388. You can text him. You can send him a picture. That's his cell phone, 832-316-1388 or kleinsjewelry.com. All right, back here on the show, Eric Sandler from Culture Map joining us here on ESPN 97. And Marcy's in here, too, hanging out. What you going to do? You're going to do Facebook?
Social media.
You're going to social media? That's nice.
She had an article, too.
I saw that. Marcia DeLuna.
Our listeners like to eat. We like to eat. We like to know about all the restaurants. Houston's become really big food destination as a city. Really cool stuff. A ton of stuff is opening. A ton of restaurants have closed because of the hurricane. Restaurants couldn't stay in business.
Or because they're robbing everybody. They're thieving the restaurant owners. Whatever happens.
Oh, well, that was a different deal.
Right.
Mismanagement of funds.
Right.
Shut down an entire empire. That was a different one with Tredsack. Eric had his – Eric's lists have been fantastic. I've been following him for a long time, was following him at Eater. He's at Culture Map now. You got to see his lists of restaurants. He put together – so, Eric, I had you put together – so when everyone was coming over for the Super Bowl, all these people from out of town, I said – some of the people from NFL Network were coming in town and they were asking me about food places. I said, you know what? I'm going to get with Eric Sandler and have Eric give me a list of really cool Houston places that they can get into. And it also shows off the diversity of Houston. He gave me a list. I sent it out to people, and they loved it. And then you took that idea, and you actually built on that and started writing articles. And I saw you did the same thing for the World Series, too.
Yeah, people know Underbelly, or they may have known, they may know Ninfa's or restaurants like that. But the idea was to try to get people to some places that maybe they hadn't heard of or wouldn't see just in less specialized media. Or sometimes, out-of-town media, they'll like blow through and try to put together a dining guide, but they don't really know what they're talking about. So we wanted to send some of your friends and, of course, Culture Map readers to places that are a little more authentic, a little more off the radar.
And it was a big success, the article was, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact.
And this is the 14 new new best restaurants of 2017.
Right. Riel is your best restaurant.
Riel is my pick for the best new restaurant of 2017.
Why?
The chef is Ryan Lachane. He worked at Reef and Underbelly. That's a very good pedigree. And he's kind of doing his own thing. He's blending some of that kind of Asian-influenced Southern cuisine that's become very trendy with his own childhood. He grew up in Canada. His grandmother's Ukrainian. So you get, you know, hamachi crudo alongside, you know, steak with cheddar and potato pierogies.
Who would you compare him to as an athlete? Where are we right now? Is he the Deshaun Watson of the young new chefs? Is he a rookie of the year? Although Deshaun won't get it only because of the injury.
You know, he might. I would say he's a guy who's been kind of grinding away in the minors for a long time and kind of burst onto the scene. Hmm. So he might be
Springer.
Yeah, he might be your Springer type.
But you knew he had a lot of talent.
He was hitting 50 homers in the minors. Yeah.
Oh no, the talent has always been obvious. Right.
Okay,
it's just a matter
and he's
of,
got a pedigree. So absolutely. that's Springer or even Bregman.
This scallop dish at Xochitl is amazing.
Oh, his restaurants.
Yeah, I mean everything Hugo Ortega does is incredible. He won the James Beard Award this year, which raised him up a tier. But that restaurant Xochitl downtown, Oaxacan cuisine, again. Grew up near Oaxaca, visited Oaxaca as a child, came back there as an adult, and it's just such a rich region with so many interesting flavors, and he's importing a lot of ingredients from Oaxaca to keep the food as authentic as possible.
So his sommelier who does Hugo's and Caracol and Xochitl is Sean Beck, who is a huge Sports Talk listener. He's listened to us for years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
A lot of these guys in the restaurants
listen to the shows. Of course, everybody listens.
That's right. That's right. Eric listens to the show.
Aki,
yes. Paul Key from Austin won Top Chef a few years ago, won a James Beard Award. Frankly, had some legal problems right now. But
there's domestic violence in his background.
There's domestic violence in his background. But he hired a really talented crew of Houston chefs to run this thing. Gabe Medina, who worked at Kata Rabada and Soma, then went to Tokyo for a year. Jillian Bartolome, who worked for Thomas Keller in California. And then came and ran Common Bond. So it's an incredible crew. If you like Uchi, that kind of French-influenced Japanese cuisine, it has that element, but also some Thai and some Filipino cooking. There's really nothing like it in here.
His food is just dope.
Aki sounds Spanish to me.
Aki, yeah. Aki. But his name is Paul Key.
Oh,
so
right.
There's the trick. His food is awesome. But you know what? He did have the issue I talked about. And from a sports, Eric and I were talking about this because he's a sports fan too. You know, Ray Rice, when he got in trouble...
Right.
That's it. He's done, right?
Right?
Ray Rice is done for life.
Oh, Mario Batali's still around.
His restaurant's
doing ugly stuff.
But Ray Rice was done.
Yeah.
Paul got in trouble. His Austin restaurant's pretty much shut down.
Really?
But he's here. Food's great. And I'm not saying people don't deserve second chances, but you know that whole like sometimes some of the stuff we see in sports, you know, remember like it's societal, so we see it cross over into other. I don't know if it's considered, you know, in the food world. There are sports fans who would say I would never cheer for a team that had Ray Rice or whatever. Are there people who just don't like?
I have friends who are like, I will never go to Aki. I won't support that guy. You know. My interest is in the people who work there,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are trying to make a living. And I just think the food's really good and really interesting. But I completely understand those people who are like, I'm not going there.
I've been to a couple of yours on your list anyway. I was at Oxbow the other night. Really, very nice.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere.
Brian's done a great job with that. Brian Caswell. You know, he's been... Not off the radar, but he kind of has been.
A little bit.
Yeah, he kind of took a step back, and he's reasserted himself with this. And the cooking is very personal. I mean, there's so many great dishes on that menu, and it's very affordable for what it is.
Yep. And then Starfish, Lee Ellis's place.
Yeah, I really just can't say enough good things about that
restaurant.
I know,
it's awesome.
You know, and it's been a tough year for seafood restaurants. Three very high-profile ones have closed since the hurricane. Starfish is killing it. I mean, every time I go there, it's crowded. It's lively.
It's fun.
It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah,
it is.
Really is.
And his
the drinks are
Jim
this
Mills.
Big too. Like, can I get a gin and tonic? Here it is, sir. Like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
That's
yeah. Me and Jim really giant. Understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
They bring a giant keg of Coors Light to you, to the table?
not, I don't think they have that yet.
Well,
on the,
I'm going to have to talk to Lee about that.
Yeah, you can talk to Lee about that. Yeah.
No.
John's always working his sponsors in.
That's what we
always
have to,
be closing.
Some neat names. Nancy's Hustle.
Nancy's Hustle is brand new in East Downtown near Fred Fowler. It's brand new. It only opened this month, and I'm kind of betting on the potential a little bit, but the two meals I've had there have been so good, and the food is so thoughtful, and it looks great, and they've got this great sound system. Staff's awesome. I think that's a place that people are really excited about.
Well, there's one place, and we're gonna have to break. You can read Eric's entire list at culturemap.com. Eric Sandler's 14 best new restaurants 2017. But one thing, there's a place, and it's not on your list. It's not new, but they changed Cooking Girl to Pepper Twins. That's the one spot that everyone talks about that I wanna get to.
Yeah, a really great Szechuan style restaurant,
cheap.
Yeah, very affordable, good ingredients, and they're growing. They have three locations already and more on the way.
Unbelievable. Just a great list. Get there, culturemap.com. Go to the restaurants and bar section, and you'll see the 14 best restaurants. That's the headline right there at culturemap.com, culturemap.com. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. Foodies love this show. I don't know if you know that.
They all love chefs, psalms. They don't typically like to wake up. That's too bad.
Psalms. Love this show on whatever they are.
Guys who get you wine and drinks, beverage directors. They're the guys you like.
No, the guys
no,
I like.
No, they don't get you Coors
Light. They get
I already
you Coors
know where
Light.
You're going with your Coors Light thing.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Yo, can
do
you
they
stop this? Can we even stop
get
this?
Get you Coors Light. It. That's all. Preach on, brother. What I need you to do right now is go to pajamagram.com, pajamagram.com, and pick up the latest, it is the best. Look, if you're looking for that hoodie footy, she cannot possibly be hot unless she's warm first, okay? So you got to get the hoodie footy from pajamagram.com. The hoodie footy is, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. It's the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. It includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. And if you buy both today at pajamagram.com, you save $40. By the way, it will be delivered by Christmas. Guaranteed. You better hurry, though. Please say, okay, all you have to do is go to pajamagram.com, 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and you don't have to wrap ever because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Pajamagram.com, 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them you heard it right here. Oh, my God. Only the match could make restaurant and NFL domestic abuse work perfectly together. Yep. When is Culture Mac coming out with a story for food and Coors Light pairings around town?
It's not
for
happening.
JG. Hey, JG, did you know I'm a level 2 sommelier? This is from Justin Van Sant. That means I can find you the perfect wine while playing your favorite song. My perfect wine is Coors Light, Justin. So maybe you could find that.
Preach on, brother.
To follow up question, will they allow JG to order a Coors Light with his steak and ketchup? I don't. Well, if you have to have ketchup on a steak, you're in the wrong restaurant. That's all I'm saying. I don't put ketchup on steaks.
No.
No. Even
you have
at a
your
bad,
steak.
Even at a bad one.
Medium rare, like a normal human, right?
Pink. I like it pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium. You like a little more than medium rare?
Yeah, because it's too red. Pink. Pink is perfect. Right. And then good French fries, and I'm good. That's all I need. That's all I needed.
You're a simple man, Jack.
You're damn right I'm simple.
So you got your needs
Thank
and you,
you
got your wants.
Thank you. Me and Gilbert. Simple.
John tried to go after Daryl Morey earlier, and then it stopped just short, and we've got no more text.
We stopped short. We were
like that,
Jerry
yeah.
Richardson trying to put a seatbelt on a girl.
Short.
Stopping short.
And then
can you twirl for me, please?
Can you? How do you
Turn
jump
around.
Into those jeans?
Turn around.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ooh, hey.
Humps in a bump. You ever heard that "Bumps in a Hump" or whatever by the Black Eyed Fugees?
Look, my shoe fell off. Can you give me a foot massage?
Yeah, my shoe fell off.
Hey, so have you tried the new 5-blade?
I can shave it for you.
There's a extra blades on there. Like, come on, Jay.
It's
Richards,
quicker.
Stop.
Hey.
So what did you start asking about?
Well, so some would disagree with you, and some have disagreed with you. Mm-hmm. If we rank the general managers in this city, it would be Jeff Luhnow 1.
No, Daryl Morey 1. What? Jeff Luhnow hadn't done it longer.
Jeff Luhnow has...
I've seen Daryl Morey go from... here's why. I've seen Daryl Morey... First of all...
I think people will fight you on this one.
Well, okay, let's take a look at who Jeff Luhnow has rebuilt.
World Series.
Okay, let's like... See, first rounders,
man,
Alex Bregman.
Just leaked through, John.
Alex Bregman. Look at the first and second rounders. Carlos Correa. Daryl Morey has had to rebuild with high first picks. Well, no, but my point is they rebuilt with high picks. I'm not saying there's anything against it. What Daryl had to do when he had two guys who had money on the books who were both hurt, Tracy McGrady and Yao, that's like having a house depreciate because you can't get rid of, like, you can't trade those guys for. He somehow found a way to get a first round pick on Tracy McGrady. I still don't know how he did that.
Okay. Jeff Luhnow somehow found a way. I know he got Carlos Correa and he inherited Altuve. That's great. He somehow found a way to win a World Series 3 years after losing 100 games.
No, there's no question. That's great. My point is, he did it partially on the backs of high draft picks, which is great. That's how you're supposed to build, right? Carlos Correa, he inherited Altuve, like you said. All that stuff. That's great. Daryl Morey has had to try to rebuild. The way that he's done it is unlike anybody has ever done in the NBA, where you have had Golden State. How did Golden State do it? Oh, gee.
They got Steph Curry with the sixth pick. Draymond, did anybody else?
No, that's good. It's also a lottery pick. Klay Thompson, lottery pick. Draymond, tremendous selection.
Okay, Daryl Morey, Marcus Morris, and the next pick was Kawhi Leonard.
Right, no, that was a miss. There's no question. But Daryl has not had a bunch of lottery picks at all. He has tried to reimagine how you do this. He got a superstar in James. And now the question was, that's what it was. Basically, are you backing the wrong horse in James? I hate that the Rockets have to pin their hopes on James Harden. I hate it. But I say that this isn't T-Mac who bricks a bunch of... Like, James Harden is one of the most efficient players in the game. He is an MVP candidate for two of the last 3 years. James, you could do worse for 82 games than James Harden. James Harden is an incredibly productive player, way more productive than T-Mac. He's not hurt. He's incredibly durable. He shares the ball. From all accounts, he's a good teammate, but I don't trust him in the postseason because I think he comes up short. Yeah. We all do.
Right.
But I can't blame... It's hard to get a guy who's that good, right?
No, I get it.
Unless you draft him in the top six picks.
And Daryl Morey, and listen, and make no mistake, I think Daryl Morey is a great GM. I am all on board with Daryl Morey. But if you're going to compare the success of the two, it's not even close. Jeff Luhnow is the best general manager in this city. Where he came from and what he did in such a short amount of time, and with the plan that he stuck to and got the job done, Jeff Luhnow has eclipsed Daryl Morey here.
I think it's debatable.
I think Daryl Morey's done an unbelievable job.
I think Jeff Luhnow's unbelievable.
Don't get me wrong, but you will have a lot of people here that will fight you about that because Daryl Morey, what is he? A lot of people will say, what kind of success has he had?
This is the worst argument ever. It's like everyone now defaults to not the players who play. Not the coach, and I thought Kevin McHale couldn't have been more average, but they act like the GM's supposed to win games too. A GM's job is to build a roster and manage the cap, right? A coach's job is to get the most out of the talent and put them in the best positions to win strategically during the games and affect winning through timeouts and substitutions. And then players, by the way, I love how players aren't culpable for their crap play. Players have to execute. They all have roles. I think Daryl, as a roster builder, has been very good. The Kawhi Leonard thing kills me to this day. It kills me. And I think Daryl has also, if I'm being fair, has benefited from the league nixing the Pau Gasol deal. And then what's the other one that was?
The Chris Bosh thing.
Right. Dude, he got lucky. He got lucky twice, but I implicitly trust Daryl to build and rebuild rosters. He does things that I can't believe. I don't know how he makes things work financially, and they've somehow created enough cap space for LeBron James next year. And by the way, he is their target. So they're going to go after LeBron James next year. I don't know how he created this space. I don't know how he worked out Chris Paul and still has a good roster, because the Miami Heat had a dog turd roster, but they had three really good players, right? Then they had Birdman just coming straight out of a methadone clinic. I mean, that was on their roster.
Yeah. But
Manoah's awesome too. They're way up here, and Rick is in middling territory to me. I don't think Rick's the worst GM in the league. Rick is just a guy by GM standards.
Well, if it wasn't for Sashi Brown, he would be one of the worst GMs in the
league. Do you know Browns fans want to fight me for saying John Dorsey was a good hire? There are Browns fans. There's a Browns Civil War going on. This might surprise you. I had no idea this was going on. They are Sam Hinkie all in on Sashi. Like, dude, Sashi has taken the bullets. He's added draft picks. He's drafted this guy, that guy. They're going to be good. Well, why didn't you let him see the plan through?
At some point, you have to get good players, instead of just collecting. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can't you try to win, too?
Yeah, right.
Can't you try to win?
By the way, I'm all on board with Daryl Morey. I'm all on board. But there are plenty of people, and we've had this conversation plenty. You have to win. Yeah, and you just said it. They're 1-27. But the Rockets have to win in the postseason. Have you not said this before as well? Does Daryl Morey care at all about, has he in the past? Now, this year, notwithstanding, but has he cared about chemistry in the past?
I think it's been a concern. I don't think he's had a feel for it. I think he understands value. He understands salary cap. The one area that I think Daryl has had an issue with has been understanding the human element. I mean, I really do. The locker room that, the chemistry of certain things.
And oh, by the way, I can say about Jeff Luhnow, he gets it. Yep. You add a Carlos Beltran, and if Carlos Beltran didn't get one hit in the postseason.
There's more nuance in baseball with 25 player with a roster that big, though, right? Basketball, it's about you got to find the two, you know, hammers, and then you try to build around it. Baseball is a little different. You have a little more room to expand and go find those guys like Beltran. But he's great. It's the same thing. Luhnow's amazing.
Right. I mean, but to get him to come here, now you gave him $16 million. That was nice. That was nice of you.
How did they pull that off? How did they get him to come here?
How in the world did you get that done?
How'd you do that?
How did you do it with the payroll with two guys that are perhaps the best bargains in Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve? The best bargains, in best value maybe in sports is Jose Altuve.
I feel really good about two GMs in the city.
And then there's Rick. And listen, if you want to bet, listen, it's not only betting on your team, but it's betting against your team. If you've been betting against the Houston Texans over this last month or so, you've been making a lot of money. How do you bet? You go to mybookie.ag. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. I'm urging you, make your way to mybookie.ag. Check them out for yourself. In-game live betting, a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather just play a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice in craps or play roulette, whatever you want to do. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You got NHL, NBA, college basketball, NFL, NFL playoffs, bowl games. You got plenty to go, plenty to bet on. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid.